The reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Having spent quite a bit of time over the Christmas season thinking about Mary, mother of Jesus, and her relationship with God, it's completely fitting that Mary is pivotal in the very first public miracle of Jesus, turning water into wine. You can picture the scene, can't you? A mum and son scene. An entirely human scene. Mum asks her son to do something and he doesn't want to do it. "Why drag me into it? It's not the right time," is his response. I love his mum's reaction. No further conversation with him, just an instruction to the servants to follow Jesus' instructions. She has complete trust that he will both help out and perform a miracle. She shows absolutely no doubt or lack of trust in Jesus, her son, who she clearly knows very, very well. The questions behind every miracle story in the Gospel is, what does it show of the character of God, and what does it mean for us and our relationship with God? The relationship between Mary and Jesus speaks volumes in this respect. Jesus, God incarnate, remember. Jesus' actions show us that God is there in our time of need and he will respond. Our job is simply to trust, obey, and expect miracles without question, just as Mary did. The whole story can actually feel a little bit trivial. Who needs water turning into wine? You could even argue that it's not a wise or sensible thing to do. Running out might well suggest that the guests have had enough already. They don't need any more. However, it's really important to be mindful of how important a wedding banquet was at that time in that part of the world. They were huge events, not just for family, as they tend to be here in the UK, but for the whole community. They also lasted days rather than hours. It would have been completely unacceptable to have run out of wine, a sign of poor planning, not having enough money, lacking respect for the community and the guests. The consequence was likely to be, at very least, excommunication by the wider community, being shunned. And from my research, I understand that it was even possible for the newly married couple to be sued by the guests if they ran out of wine. Shocking. So Jesus was being asked to avert quite a significant crisis for this one couple and their family. And at its most basic level, we can take from this that God really cares about our individual struggles. And he will intervene, no matter how big or how small our problem. But there is quite a lot more that we can take from the event. As well as being God, Jesus was human, that great mystery of the Trinity. And as a man, he was faced with being called to do something that he did not want to do, that he didn't feel he was ready to do. There's a lot of debate about why Jesus told Mary that the time wasn't right for him at first, with most believing that this was all about the start of his ministry. And with such public displays of power, there was going to be a political storm evolving. And that did happen, didn't it? And it led to his crucifixion. So the general thought is that Jesus wisely feels that it's not now. He should be holding back on performing public miracles. However, he went ahead and did it. There could be an argument to say that Jesus gave in to the pressure of those around him. But we know very well from all accounts of Jesus's life that this was not very Jesus. He didn't ever do anything without God's prompting. So we can therefore be confident that on this occasion, this was Jesus's human hesitance kicking in, but then taking his own leap of faith by following God's prompting. I'm sure we all recognise in our own lives those times when we felt that nudge from God to do something, but we have not felt ready to do it, and we've been hesitant. We perhaps refused to do it in the beginning. Like Jesus, we have to be ready to listen, and once sure God is asking us to do something, just go ahead and do it. As he did with Mary, God so often uses the people and the circumstances around us to do that nudging, to do that prompting. And our role, again, is just to have those conversations with God, our Father, to establish what we need to be doing. And we will be guided. I'll just end, though, with one final message for us, which I believe is key to this passage. And that is that God's power is transformative. Jesus transformed one thing into something completely different, water into wine. And the new wine was way better than all that came before. For anyone willing, God can take our lives and transform it for the better. He promises to transform our fears, for example, into peace, to turn our tears into, of all things, laughter. And to turn sorrow into joy, to turn any despair we have into hope. It's all there in the Bible, those promises of transformation if we trust. This is our amazing God of miracles, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit working as one, who call us to trust, obey, and expect the miraculous.